too. On my way home a few minutes later, I passed my friend Chuck's house. Chuck came running down the gravel driveway to greet me. I didn't really feel like talking to anyone, not even my friend. But there he was, so what could I do?
Yo, Steve!
He stopped halfway down the driveway.
What happened? Why are you limping?
Concrete,
I groaned. He pulled off his black and red Cubs cap and scratched his thick brown hair.
Huh?
Concrete, I repeated weakly. The kids had a concrete soccer ball.
Chuck squinted at me. I could see he still didn't understand. One of the kids lives across the street. He had his friends help roll a ball of concrete to the school, I explained. Painted white and black to look like a soccer ball. Solid concrete. They had it there on the field. They asked me to kick a goal, and... My voice caught in my throat. I couldn't finish. I hobbled over to the big beech tree beside Chuck's driveway and leaned back against its cold, white trunk.
Wow, that's not a very funny joke, Chuck said, replacing his cap on his head.
Tell me about it,
I groaned.
I think I broke every bone in my foot, even some bones I don't have.
Those kids are animals, Chuck declared.
I groaned and rubbed my aching foot. It wasn't really broken, but it hurt a lot. I shifted my backpack on my shoulders and shifted my position against the tree.
Know what I'd like to do? I told Chuck. Pay them back?
You're right, I replied. How did you know?
Lucky guess.
He stepped up beside me. I could see that he was thinking hard. Chuck always scrunches up his face when he's trying to think.
It's almost Halloween, he said finally. Maybe we could think of some way to scare them. I mean, really scare them.
His dark eyes lit up with excitement.
Well, maybe.
I hesitated. They're just little kids. I don't want to do anything mean. My backpack felt weird, too full. I pulled it off my shoulder and lowered it to the ground. I leaned over and unzipped it. And about 10 million feathers came floating out.
Those kids, Chuck exclaimed.
I pulled open the backpack. All of my notebooks, all of my textbooks, covered in sticky feathers. Those animals had glued feathers to my books. I tossed down the backpack and turned to Chuck.
Maybe I do want to do something mean, I growled.
A few days later, Chuck and I were walking home from the playground. It was a cold, windy afternoon. Dark storm clouds rose up in the distance. The storm clouds were too late to help me. I had just finished afternoon practice with the Hogs. It hadn't been a bad practice. It hadn't been a good practice either. Just as we started, Andrew Foster lowered his head and came at me full speed. He weighs about 1,000 pounds, and he has a very hard head. He plowed into my stomach and knocked the wind out of me. I rolled around on the ground for a few minutes, groaning and choking and gasping. The kids thought it was pretty funny. Andrew claimed it was an accident.
I'm going to get you guys back, I vowed to myself. I don't know how, but I'm going to get you guys.
Then Marnie Rosen jumped on my back and tore the collar off my new winter coat. Chuck met me after practice. He'd started doing that now. He knew that after 1 hour with the first graders, I usually needed help getting home.
I hate them,
I muttered.
Do you know how to spell hate? H-O-G-S.
My torn coat collar flapped in the swirling wind.
Why don't you make all of them practice with a concrete ball? Chuck suggested.
He adjusted his Cubs cap over his hair.
No, wait, I've got it. Let them take turns being the ball.
No, no good, I replied, shaking my head. The sky darkened. The trees shook, sending a shower of dead leaves down around us. My sneakers crunched over the leaves.
I don't want to hurt them, I told Chuck. I just want to scare them. I just want to scare